This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, April 23rd, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. The largest labour federation in the United States, the AFL-CIO, is condemning free trade agreements, known as FTAs, currently being negotiated because they don't do enough to protect worker rights. The president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, told a committee of the federal legislature this week that the deals do not even forbid the killing of trade unionists. As an example, he raised the U.S. trade agreement with Colombia. He told members of the Senate Finance Committee that the AFL-CIO has been told by the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, the USTR, that the murdering of unionists is not covered by the FTAs, the free trade agreements.
The highly touted labor action plan in Colombia has been totally ineffective. Since that plan has been signed, 105 workers have been murdered for trying to exercise their fundamental worker rights in Colombia since the labor action plan was implemented. We've been told by USTR staff, their general counsel and their assistant USTR for labor, told us repeatedly that murder of trade unionists and violence against trade unionists is not a violation of the labor provisions in our FTAs. So when people say this is the higher standard yet, talking about labor, you have to excuse me if I'm unmoved or I'm satisfied when they tell us directly, without any equivocation, that violence and the murder of trade unions for exercising their rights is not a violation of these agreements. We need to have something that really works on our behalf and protects the lives of trade unionists from being murdered or having violence perpetrated against them, and say that it doesn't violate a trade agreement.
Sometimes even the smallest step can be a great victory in the fight for the rights of women workers. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports on the struggle of a woman bus conductor in India.
One of the largest transport unions in India has voted to reserve 2 seats for women at every level of the union. The decision comes after workshops on gender equality were held by the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, and by the struggle of a brave female bus conductor. Sheila Naikwade has for years been fighting to improve the conditions of women transport workers. She will now sit as a member of the executive of the MSTKS union, which will include 29 men. Ms. Naikwade spoke about the problems faced by female bus conductors.
Women conductors in road transport, they face a lot of problems there, and nobody is there to help them. I always realize that they are having more questions, but nobody is coming to help them. So I think, why I will wait for anybody? I will go ahead and I will help them, and I start my work. And after 4-5 years struggle, now I am getting some sweet fruits from that. After a long struggle, the management is at last ready to speak on the women's problem. And in the last wages agreement, I put 13 demands of women workers. Pregnant women, they are working in the buses. Miscarriage is happening on a large scale. That's why I'm fighting for that thing. So management appoint a committee. I'm also the part of that committee. So they will tell that the committee will take the decision. This is a very good thing for us.
Ms. Naikwade says that while the struggle has been difficult, it is becoming easier because more women are coming out to help her.
When I start my work, I'm alone there and I'm fighting a lot. Nobody is there to support me. And I'm feeling very frustrated and disgusted by this, because everybody is looking very strangely, why she is doing that. But nowadays, when I start my work, after that, few ladies come to help me. Now I'm developing women workers in my sector. And the thing is that now I'm getting more women to help me. And it's really very, very nice and comfortable thing for me that now my work is also developing and women workers are developing.
This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, in a direct confrontation with the government, the Trade Union Congress of Swaziland has declared that its members will march through the streets of the capital on May 1st. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.